Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Thursday, the 7th of March 2024. Today's topic is Double Miracle. Our text today is taken from Mark chapter 2 verses 1 through 12. And again he entered into Capernaum after some days. And it was noised that he was in the house. And straightway many were gathered together, insomuch that there was no room to receive them, no, not so much as about the door, and he preached the word unto them. Verse 3, And they come unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born of four. And when they could not come nigh unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was. And when they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. When Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, thy sins be forgiven thee. Verse 6. But there was certain of the scribes sitting there, and reasoning in their hearts, Why doth this man thus speak blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God only? And immediately when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they so reasoned within themselves, he said unto them, Why reason ye these things in your hearts? Verse 9. Whether is it easier to say to the sick of the palsy, Thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, Arise, and take up thy bed, and walk? But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins, he saith to the sick of the palsy, I say unto thee, Arise, and take up thy bed, and go thy way into thine house. Verse 12. And immediately he arose, took up the bed, and went forth before them all, insomuch that they were all amazed, and glorified God, saying, We never saw it on this fashion. Key verse, Mark chapter 2 verses 10 and 11. But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins, he said to the sick of the palsy, I say unto thee, Arise, and take up thy bed, and go thy way into thine house. The man who was sick of the palsy, paralysis, could not walk or do anything for himself. He was also not a friend of Jesus. Fortunately for him, he met Jesus, who not only forgave him of his sins, but healed him of his sickness. He received double miracles on the same day. It is only Jesus that has power to forgive sins and heal all sicknesses. If you want deliverance from sickness and you remain in your sins, you cannot be free. The first thing to do is to surrender your life to Jesus by confessing and forsaking your sinful ways. Ask Jesus to forgive you and cleanse your heart with his shed blood. This is called salvation, and it is the greatest miracle that can happen to anyone who is willing. After this, you can continue to receive multiple miracles as you daily read God's word, meditate on it, develop your faith in the word, and pray to receive. But seek ye first the kingdom of God, and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Matthew 6:33. Prayer for today. Lord, I surrender my life to you today. Receive me and heal me of all sicknesses. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Further reading, 2 Chronicles chapter 7 verses 13 through 14. For more spiritual nourishment from the Sincere Milk Devotional for Kids, visit us at www.sincermilk.app or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you.